Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, a podcast. It's an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is Michael Van Tol, and the Sunday morning team is here. Let me just say, first of all, Happy New Year to everybody that's listening. Happy New Year to the Sunday morning team. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivy, our political analyst, home care advocate, and delegate from the west side of Detroit. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year and good morning to all the amazing citizens of Detroit.
And from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, that young preacher, Chaplain Stephen Cathy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the wonderful Sunday morning team. And shout out to Detroit this morning and Happy New Year's to everyone.
You're sounding like a radio person, man. I mean, it sounds like you.
I know.
And you got the fire this morning, man.
I'm thinking that's my next calling. Radio personality.
Yes, you sound great.
Bless
man.
You
sound great with that
bless
energy.
You, bless you.
It's the first day of 2023.
Yes.
Isn't that something? I tell you.
Ain't you blessed, man? Ain't you blessed?
Yes.
I'm hoping that everyone made their New Year's resolution at the right time. Because if you made it your New Year's resolution at January the 1st, it's not going to work. And I'm going to tell you why when it's my turn. I'm going to tell you why it doesn't work when you make a New Year's resolution on January the 1st. So, amen. God bless you today. Everybody got quiet. Are you still there? No. Are you still there?
I'm curious to figuring out, although I have New Year's resolutions, but I'm curious.
Yeah.
When we move on in the show, as to why
yes.
that don't work. And I might have to say I may even agree
you.
With
you,
but
yes.
I want to hear your point of view.
Oh, yes, there's an answer. There's an answer to that equation. I wish I had a small piece of help on here. Yeah, there's an answer to that equation.
I'm looking forward to that conversation. Looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to telling you guys. And Mike, are you still there?
You know what? He may have faded out because I don't hear him in the background, so let me check to see that he
right.
sent out
yeah.
the message
I'm afraid
because
of
he may
game.
Have faded out. But he'll be joining us back, and he may have something may have dropped off.
Yes.
But I'm sure he's trying to get back in. But I am definitely
yes,
looking forward to hearing about why it's
I'm
not
back.
Good to do.
I'm
good.
Back now. Yep.
There you go.
When you were talking, mm-hmm. Bishop Cathy, all of a sudden. My connection went dead, and I was like, "Let me hurry up and jump back on." So I'm back
my
on.
Lord.
And
awesome.
I'm glad you guys hung in there. Yeah, so we're good. I'm back on now. All right.
Awesome.
All right.
I'm glad. Yep. It's the new year. I want to talk to the Sunday morning team about, last year. And what's going to go on for this year. And we got some things to talk about. I'm just going to give some short headlines in a minute. But I do want to talk about this new year. And we'll tackle that and a few other things. right after these messages. We'll be right back with the Sunday morning team on the Michael Van Tool Show. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
He's a member of the Real Team.
We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wild. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we're back. I just got some short headlines for you. U of M loses to Texas Christian University last night, 51-45. A really rough game. Watched it. Police in Moscow, Idaho, make an arrest in the killing of four college students. And to top it off, he is a criminology student. There's more to learn about this. Fierce fighting. The fiercest fighting yet in Russia's war on Ukraine as that country faces a grim, grim new year. Most cities in Ukraine are without power, running water, and lights. Russia continues to fire missiles and weaponized drones across the country. Mega Millions is back up again after no winner was announced. The jackpot now is estimated to be $785 million. What a difference that will make in
Absolutely.
My life.
It's a favorite for me and mine, so I'm letting you know we all, you know, I'll share though.
You know what? With
I'll share.
That amount, I'm telling you, what more can you do? I mean, I think that's what I would. I'd probably be sitting down to surprise some people. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And I talked to somebody about it. They said, "Well, you know, before you do that, you got to sit down with the lawyers, with your bankers and all that, and it's got to be done a certain way." It is. Do you know how difficult it is to do that? I mean, it is very difficult to just give money away. First of all, you have to strategize on that because
a person see you coming with them kind of checks, they're going to always be in your pocket. So it definitely have to be done either anonymously or you know, and again, have a team of people that, you know, financial team that will direct
you,
of course.
You have to have some.
That's what we are joining
for. You have to have some tax professionals, and you have to have some
mm-hmm.
business banking professionals, because with that amount of money, there are tax implications the moment you give it away and the moment somebody else gets it. It's a lot more
mm-hmm.
involved in it. It sounds simple.
Yeah.
Sounds nice. Oh, I'll just give it away.
No, but it's not.
But there's a lot involved with that. Yes. It's okay. It's only three of us on the Sunday morning team here this morning, but I do want to talk about some things. And I'm going to start with Bishop Cathy, because he kind of brought it up a little bit. Bishop. I'm going to ask Henrietta some of these questions too, and then, you know, I'll answer some of these questions myself too. Did Bishop Cathy, did 2022 go the way you wanted? Did you get things done? Did things happen the way you want? And what do you plan for next year that you can share with us?
Well, God bless you, and thank you for starting with me. That means that I'm not too much as far in the hot seat. Amen.
No, you're not.
But, yes, 2022 went the way it was supposed to go. Although when you look back at it, I would have liked for some things to be a little different, but that's not in the plan. The way your life were in 2022, I have found that's the way it was supposed to be, especially when you have made it into 2023. You see, but there's a lot of us that didn't make it, and no one said that life or our journey would be so easy that we wouldn't have things that remind us how to stay focused. I think a lot of the things that we've been through, the some of the downs that we've been through, or that I went through in 2022, was just were challenges. But because God has allowed us and myself to get to 2023, then that means He still has purpose. He still has plan.
God is still in control.
Yeah,
and thank God
you
we
all
made
we,
it. I'm glad you said that. Thank God we made it, because getting through COVID. Yeah. I'm still thanking God for that.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So it's always something that we can look back on. But remember that operative word in there. Look, the operative parts to those words. Looking back on. When we look back on the things that we've been through, I got to think about who got me through. And that's God.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of God that I got here.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that I've been through, the Bible declares, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, for it's nothing more than a trial or a test of your faith. And I thank God that the trials and the tests that came upon my faith, as I stand strong on the word in Hebrews 11:1, where it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I thank God that the things that I were not able to see was what God is about to do in my life right now.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you, and thank you for starting with me.
That is, man, I'm telling you, you're on fire this morning. You know.
Yes, he is.
I'm trying to start this year off right.
It must be the first day of 2023, because you are like up and ready. Let me ask you this question, Bishop. What do you prepare certain foods on New Year's Day, and what are you planning to have today? Because I didn't realize how big that was. We thought Thanksgiving and Christmas was, or July 4th was big, but I understand that New Year's Day is big too when it comes to food.
Yes, and people are, because I believe that in life, like a lot of the holidays, they were created and they were put in place so that we can have moments in which we can celebrate, moments in which we can forget about some of the things in the past. That's why it's important for me to to let everyone know why their New Year's resolution, their January 1st resolution, is not working, why it does not work. And so I'm later in the show, I want to be able to tell them why it has not been working if it hasn't worked for you. But I don't plan on going all out. I mean, I eat hot dogs and pork and beans today. I'm just thankful to God that I made it to 2023. That's what I am. And I try to stay away from celebrations. Mainly because my parents and my grandparents, sisters and brothers, they died. So I try to stay away from it, but, at least say to folks, Happy New Year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not planning on getting into anything. I don't get off into the, staying up all night in no church. I don't get off into those. Those are things that people are accustomed to traditionally. And so I just like to give honor and praise to God and stay away from the traditional festivities. God bless you again.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Bishop, for sharing that.
You're welcome,
sir. Let me welcome another member of the Sunday morning team, minister, gospel artist, Randall Smith. Minister Smith, good morning, sir. Happy New Year.
Y'all just can't do it, can you? Yeah,
well, you're an important part of the team, so Happy New Year to you, and hope all is well. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good. I spoke to the wife, and she's good, too. She's cooking things, got New Year's dinner.
Great, great. Well, we hope to hear more from you in the coming weeks and months. I'll let you be the one to give us more information on, because I know you've got a lot of plans for 2023 too, don't you, sir?
Actually, I got a call from the team, the management team in there, where the COO is ready to record another song. And I know Kimberly Bachelor Davis and all my sisters are listening. I got a love song coming out. I wrote it for my new wife.
Great.
Nice.
When will you be sharing more details about your big plans and announcements for 2023?
Just right, Michael. See, that's
there's a lot you got cooking. There's a lot going on. That you got cooking up for us, and I just want to, I want to leave that up to you when you're going to be making the big announcement to us.
Very soon, very soon.
Very soon. Okay, well, stay tuned. There's more. So we know you've got some big plans for the new year, you got a little bit of that prophet in you too. Tell me something, Minister Smith. What do you think we're going to be surprised about in this country in the years to come? Where do you see this country going now that
God is on the way back sooner than we expected? So much is happening. I just heard three wives killed their husbands. I just heard one of our profound leaders, Carlton Pierce, him and his wife divorced. Don't know how true it is. T.D. Jakes' wife passed. All kind of stuff is happening.
T.D. Jakes' wife passed away?
That's what I was hearing. It's been all on the
internet. Wow. I haven't heard that yet, but I'll definitely be
me either. I have not
researching
heard
that.
My blood pressure ain't came down yet. But my point is, that's why when I get back, I'm going to get solidified. I'm going to go back into this ministry, but I'll be back and forth, because I told my mom, I said, Mom, this time here I've been enjoying her presence. And we don't know. God is on the way back. He's taking a lot of the younger folks, and the old people are still living.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll just say this. Now, because I noticed that there's been a lot of murders in Detroit. Men killing women. What is that about? Just because a woman don't want you, you don't get mad? Really? Okay. How does that work?
Right. You know, nobody owns right. anybody. I think that's what one of the big problems is these days. People think they own other people. And, mm-hmm. and you know, people are not cattle. People are human beings, and everybody mm-hmm. is an individual, and no one person owns somebody else. And I think that is one of the biggest problems. And, it, you know, that old saying, if I can't have you, nobody's going to have you, or you ain't even going to be around for anybody to have you. That's very, very dangerous, and it's very sick for people to think that, something like that.
If I may add something to that, Yeah. Let me add one thing to that mentality, because my job is to be like Stephen was in Acts chapter 6 verse 5 this season, season started right now. So what I want these leaders, and I want all of these, and I'm talking about the leaders in the house, the leaders in the home, the leaders on the job. When you got that attitude, if I can't have you, can't nobody else will, won't nobody else will, if you had that attitude with God, if you took on that with God, I'm not going to let nothing get in the way with me and God. I guarantee you everything in your household would be better. Everything mm-hmm. in your business would be better. Everything in your life will be better. If those of us that are believers, if we were to praise and glorify God just a little bit more, this world that we're currently living in will surely doubt mm-hmm. him less. So we got mm-hmm. to give God the praise. The Bible declares that mm-hmm. we enter to his gates with thanksgiving, but we enter into the cause. That's the area outside the gates. We're inside mm-hmm. the gates, through the gates with praise. There is no praise. We got to have praise. We got to praise our way through these trying times. And I'm going to stop
Amen.
Preaching this thing. God
Amen.
Bless you. God says, I hear your cries. God says, I hear your cries. He even says, I hear your begging. He says, some of you beg so much your hands look like cups. But yet he's still putting something in there. God is still providing. So if anybody that's listening, if you're thinking and feeling that you can't have her, can't nobody else will, if can't nobody have him, can't nobody else will, just know this, the Bible declares, touch him not the anointed, do thy prophets no harm. That's anything that comes out of the anointed and prophet line. That includes their family. So God bless you again.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Bishop. Okay, Miss Ivy.
If you're not getting off for that one, so cut it out.
Yes,
Michael.
Miss Ivy,
I'm here.
I know you had a very busy year last year. I know because I've seen you out. You've been working on a number of things. What are some things you can share about your plans for this year?
Well, hi. Well, thank you, Michael. And again, Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year to my brother, Reverend Randall Smith. Good to have you on the show with us this morning. So sharing anything, I think for me, it's just putting everything in perspective and always keeping God first. The brother said it very, very eloquently. You know, when we praise, we got to praise for everything in our lives. I have accomplished so much as I look back on 2022, and as I look backwards, and as I move forward, I look at all the things that I've accomplished, not even realizing, Michael, that I had accomplished so much. Because when I'm in the mindset of working, and when I'm in the mindset of doing God's work, I don't think about the footprint that I leave until I look back and say, "Wow." I started pulling up stuff that I had forgot that I had even got involved in. And yes, I Googled myself. It wasn't anything being braggadocious or narcissistic. I just wanted to see what came up, and it was so much. And so I put all that into a puzzle, trying to piece it all together, moving forward into 2023 and beyond to make life better for myself and my community. And I'm strategizing on What is it that I need to do with all this stuff that I've already accomplished? I mean, I'm going to accomplish more because that's just who I am. I like to continue to move forward. But I have to take the power that I have, put it together, and make sense of it. Because God gave me those gifts, all those things that happened in my life, and all those things that I were able to do and was blessed to be able to do didn't come by me planning that. It really didn't. My plan for my life was totally different from what has transpired in my life. And so now that I'm moving forward, I'm doing more cleansing. I'm doing more meditating. I'm eating better, staying in prayer daily. I do that anyway, but I'm strengthening that because I know those are the tools that has gotten me this far. 2022, 2021, 2020, 2019 was very trying for me mentally. And Michael, you was in some of those steps with me when we moved into that, when we found out that it was going into a global pandemic. I didn't realize how it affected me until I realized it affected me. I thought it was just me going through, reacting to it, but I was truly affected by it. And I thank God that I made it through it because most of you know that I ended up catching COVID. It was very lightly, though. It was like I said, I thought it was a darn sinus infection. And when I went to get treated, I found out I had COVID, which was the Omicron. And I was like,
and
wow.
And eventually I caught it, too. Eventually I caught it, too. And I think all of us on the line, did we all catch it at some point? Because
And so when you think about those moments,
did you ever catch it?
When you think about that, it's like you have to be grateful because I've told the story over and over again. When I realized that what I had and when it finally did kick in, I felt my body fighting. I literally felt my body fighting. My immune system fought, but I often say it was God fighting. It was my spirit. And it was the healing angels that within me that God sent within for putting me to fight this a disease or illness that could have killed me. So now think about all of those things. Like, how grateful am I? I'm more than grateful. I'm honored to be under the wing of Almighty God. So moving into 2023, I'm getting back to that mindset. I had lost it for a minute. I can say that honestly. I became more fearful than I've never been a very fearful person. But those last 3 years, I became so fearful of living. I became fearful of accomplishing things that I'm like, well, but sure, I might die. It was a whole lot of crazy things going on in my mental. But I thank God on this day that I woke up in 2023. And like my brother said, Brother Stephen said, if he woke you up, he ain't done with you. And so I'm looking forward to 2023 and all that God has planned for my life and where he want me to go and how he want me to praise him amongst the people. So those are the things I'm doing. I'm just planning according to God's plan. That's how I do it. That's what I'm going to continue moving forward.
Do you have a special meal that you have normally on New Year's Day, or does it change? Because a lot of people say they have black-eyed peas and rice and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a certain meal on New Year's Day, or just different?
I just cook whatever. I was going to do the black eyed peas thing because me and my daughter were talking. She said, well, Mom, I'm getting my black eyed peas and my rice. I said, well, you know what? I ran out of black eyed peas, so I had some northern beans. That's what I cooked. I made me some northern beans. I made me some loaded cabbage, some yellow rice, and I made steak strips. And that's what we ate coming into the new year. So no really particular tradition for me, although I grew up in a lot of those traditions. I just cooked whatever I desired. If it was ribs I wanted, I would have cooked that. But, I just made me a nice little vegetarian meal. I added the steak into it because I know my son and I, we like a nice little piece of meat every now and then. So I just made that and, nothing traditional. Just cooked whatever I wanted to cook.
Yes, when I was growing up, we did the black eyed peas and rice thing. That's a Caribbean thing, too. Mm-hmm. In the Caribbean, a lot of families do black eyed peas and rice and fried chicken and stuff like that, So, before we go on, I did want to cover some things, and, you all don't even know what I was going to talk about today.
and it was about husband and wives. But I do want to pick up on the weather before we jump into that, Bishop, Kathy, Chaplain Kathy.
Yeah, I'm doing the weather. Yes,
yes,
I'm ready to do the weather. All
yes,
right.
Sir. Go right ahead.
Well, get ready. because we got one good day coming. I'd like to tell y'all which day it is now, but I'm not. I'm going to wait till I get to it. All righty. Today, I am the fill-in wannabe one-day meteorologist, Brother Stephan. Today, we have 80% of rain. It's going to be high 44 and low 36. Monday, we're looking at cloudy skies, high over 43, low over 39. Tuesday, 100% of rain. However, the temperature is going to be 63 degrees. Can I get a piece of help on here?
Oh,
high
wow.
63
great.
With a low over 45. Wednesday, we're looking at showers, high over 48, low over 27. Thursday, we're going to see cloudy skies, high over 30, low 23. Friday, we're looking at cloudy skies, high over 32, low over 28. And Saturday, partially cloudy, 35 on the high, 30 degrees on the low. And Sunday, we're looking for rain showers, high 39, low 34. This has been the weather brought to you by Brother Stephan, fill-in, Blog Talk Radio, Michael Van Tool. God bless you.
Wow. What a great weather forecast. And it was done
yes.
so professionally and everything. What a
I try.
What a difference,
I try.
The new year has made now that you've taken over from Kimberly a few times. You're starting to get this thing down now.
Oh, yeah. Bless her. Bless her for having me to do it.
Yes, you're getting it together. Okay.
I'm trying,
okay.
man. And then
great.
The day with the Kevlar on Fox 2 makes it so easy for you. You know?
Yeah.
He makes
yeah,
it so easy
true.
With the news
yeah.
and the weather.
Yes. Well, you know, it could be worse right now on January 1st. These are some great
yes,
days we're having. What
yeah.
a great weekend. I mean, the rain was okay, but normally, you know, we're in a deep freeze right now on January 1st. So this is great. Okay. I do have, I stumbled over this article, and Minister Smith, you had started to talk about it, but there was a survey done with a company called BuzzFeed. It's on Yahoo News, published on Friday. It says marriage can be a beautiful and loving institution, but unfortunately, women often end up with the short end of the stick. Here's one. Number one, wives are more likely to get left by their husbands when they're diagnosed with a terminal or serious illness. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That
is,
yeah.
I can see that being true. I truly do.
Yeah. I mean, if men could go and run after a younger girl, a woman, then I guess they would leave their wife if they got sick too, wouldn't they? I mean, not all, but it says
not all.
My
stepmother got sick, my father was there to the very end. It was devastating for him, but he loved my mom. I call her my mom, but she became ill. But when he met her, she was in remission, and then it came back, like, after 20 years of their marriage, she was going back and forth, in and out of remission. However, I don't know if they make them men that strong anymore. I'm not saying that they don't, but it's very few and far in between. So I can see that. I can see that article being true.
It's unfortunate, but I know it's true. Men tend
yeah.
to cut and run, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when the wife starts to put on weight or she
mm-hmm.
starts getting older, then they want to go
mm-hmm.
after a younger woman. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if she gets sick, they want to ditch her and go and leave. you know, it's this is some true stuff. This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is a
and Mike.
Unfortunately,
yeah, yes, sir.
And Mike, this is why whenever I officiate a wedding, I always say to the bride and the groom that right now is your start of your trying time. See, him or her want to know if you're going to be there if they get in a car accident. If they get in a car accident and they lose a piece of their eye, will you still love them and care about them? You see, if they get sick along the way, will you still love them and care about them? Will you still appreciate them?
Mm-hmm.
Will you still remember when you used to stay on the phone all night long till the battery got hot on the air? Will you still remember these things? So it is important. And, it's, you know, sis, I know you said that they don't make them like that no more, those us types of men. However, let me say this. They're making them. What's happening is there's no teachers. There's no teachers.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other strong men that can that's teaching these young men how to be a man. I wish I had a piece of help over here.
I agree.
So we can't. That's why the Bible just says, bring up a child the way that that child should be. That way as he gets older, he will not part from his way. They need teachers.
That's right.
They need teachers. You got these men, but these men, we done got tired. And we done set back. We need these teachers. God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know,
here's
let me add to that as well, too, Michael.
Uh-huh.
I want to say, you know, a lot of things is down to accountability. And I know that, you know, we talk about how the husband and I talk about the men of the past. When I look at a lot of what's going on today with men and women, I don't see a lot of good choices unless the good ones are just hiding and waiting for the other good ones to, you know, come out of hiding. But when you look at it from face value, when you look at the women of today, a lot of these young women are there, and I know a lot of women are going to be like, oh, my God, no, she didn't say that. But I'm going to say it because it's an honest and true statement. A lot of these young women of today are not wife material. They're not.
Well,
and they don't want to be. And their ideology of being a wife is, I don't have to work. I should be able to stay home and just, you know, you bring home the money and I just go get take the money and look good for you all day. That's some of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but a large number of these younger women and some women, you know, some women in their late 30s and 40s have this ideology that wife material is me looking good all day and not bringing nothing to the table. We have to understand there's a two-way street when it comes to a marriage and when it comes to a husband, when it comes to a wife. Those titles are important. Husband, wife. Not hubby, not wifey. It's husband, wife. There's a reason for those titles, and it's a reason why men and women have to understand there's a power. There's a power in being a wife, and there's a power in being a husband. And until they get those balances right, until they understand biblically what it means to be those, to be in those titles, we're going to continue to have the disarray that we're having between husbands and wives in this new age marriage thing. And I just feel like a lot of times women need to be accountable too if they're talking about picking up a husband. It's more than just look. And men have to understand it's more than just, you know, getting them when they're young and dumping them when they're old. It's I don't know where all that come from, because I come from an era when husbands and wives stayed together till death did them part, literally.
They stayed together because they understood that. They understood what that word together meant. And it means to get her. See, one thing, let me say, I'm going to say this one more thing, Mike, if I can. Listen. The Bible says that a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Men, stop looking for a girlfriend. There's a wife out there for you. See, if you're going looking for a girlfriend, stop treating your wife like she's your girlfriend. Stop treating your girlfriend like she's your wife. There's a displacement in how we are handling, because the Bible says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. If you lose your keys or you go looking for your keys, they're going to be keys when you find them. If you're looking for your phone, it's going to be a phone when you find it. So when you're looking for a wife, she was a wife before you found her. I wish I had some help on here. So you have to understand a woman's position. A woman is born to be a wife. She's born to be a wife. So So it's the men, it's us men who approach this woman, or you my boo, or you know, that's a wife. You are set out to make, you are set out to recognize what's already in her, and that's the fact that she's a wife.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
and women have to understand their role too, because until we can't allow someone to, you know, as women, we can't allow to be treated as a boo. Because of what I've learned, what I know, what I've been taught by the women in my family, a man is going to treat you how you allow him to treat you. And if a lot of these
women are
being treated such as, it's because we have allowed them to make us that. And in this array of thinking it's love when it's not love. A man is going to treat a woman the way she should. If he's going to stop, he's going to seek her out, but he's going to try some things to see how far she'll let him go with it. And if a lot of women let a man go very far just so they can have him. But what we got to understand as women and as men is our worth. And if you're a man who has a strong worth, you will never treat a woman the way you don't want to be treated. You're going to keep it 100 day one. And when in relationships, if a woman is acting like a Jezebel, then a man's going to treat her like a Jezebel. If a man is acting like a bank, then a woman is going to treat him like a bank. And that's just how it rolls. So we have to be careful in how we take a stance on relationships. Keep it classy. Keep it chivalry. You know, I love those things as a woman. And I think there's a lot of women who still want that to happen. But something has happened in the dynamics of how men and women approach each other, and we need to fix that.
Yes, and it would be great if they have more counseling before people get married too, whether it's by
Absolutely.
The pastor or mm-hmm. therapist or something. But here's another one. Men use pregnancy and childbirth as a controlling factor in many relationships. When a guy is pushing his wife to have kids, that is more... That usually is because they feel like she won't leave. It's going to be harder for her to mm-hmm. leave if she's got mm-hmm. kids. Now, these are from what wives said. So this is not me. This is from what wives are saying.
Right.
Number three, it's extremely easy to fall into a routine like roommates. Mm-hmm. That dooms a lot of marriages. When things fall into a routine and things
mm-hmm.
just kind of happened on a day-to-day basis and over mm-hmm. and over again, same old thing, that tends
mm-hmm.
to put pressure on a marriage. No matter how evolved your man is, it's rarely ever going to be a 50-50 split in a marriage. More often than not, women put in more work in the house or marriage than the man does. I believe
mm-hmm.
that too. This
mm-hmm.
is what wives say. Here's number five. You'll never love everything about your partner, but there will be things that will annoy you.
mm-hmm.
So, you know, and a lot of this probably is for people who have never been married before. This is some stuff that they got to think about. You got to think about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing. One of the things, and I'll let you say that after this, Minister Smith, remember this. These are some of the things that can happen in a marriage. Infidelity, death
mm-hmm.
of a child, severe illness, disability, job loss, bankruptcy. These things can happen in a marriage. But the real challenge is for you to survive, your marriage to survive, even though these things happen. What happens these days is that it usually kills the marriage. It just destroys it. But how come our
mm-hmm.
our parents and their parents and their parents, how come they were able to last longer? And they went through a lot of this stuff. They went
mm-hmm.
through job losses. They went through bankruptcy. They went through
mm-hmm.
illness. They went through a girlfriend or a boyfriend in the marriage somewhere. That I heard about
mm-hmm.
that down south. I heard it
mm-hmm.
happened more than we think it did.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of
yeah.
times the people in that down south, they even knew. They all knew
yep.
whose kid
they knew
was whose. They knew. Minister Smith, go ahead. You were trying to say something.
I'm going to say this. My heart broke. I went through it, and mine told me, why stay married? Now, I'm going to be honest with you all. I'm a stickler. I'm dead on with this marriage thing. I was taught when you make that commitment, come hell or high water, stick it out. I had a mom. Mm-hmm. My mom is still here. She's top of the line. And she stuck it out with my father. She said to me, she says, boy, ain't no marriage perfect. But I'm going to leave y'all with this. My transportation driver said, Pastor, he said, God made a contract with you. He made a contract with her. You made a mm-hmm. contract with God, you, so forth and so on. He said, now, when you break that contract, he said, all I'm going to say is, Lord, have mercy. You cannot make a contract with God and break it. And that marriage contract holds a lot of weight, mm-hmm. and I'm going to leave that right there.
Yes, and it takes two. One of the number eight says that one partner could put 100% into everything to make the marriage
you
work.
You get it.
But the other person has to put in a lot, too. And if mm-hmm. if only one person is keeping the marriage going, that's mm-hmm. not enough. That's
now,
not
it's
enough.
Not. Yep. Not to speak on yep. that. And not to speak on that, Michael, because when I was in my first marriage, and those who don't know, I've been married twice. I was married to my mm-hmm. first cousin, and we had a family. We had four children together. We were both very young when we got married. I was ready for marriage. I mean, I was only 19 years old. I was fresh out of high school a year prior, and I'm looking for this wonderful marriage. We had conversations prior to me being married. So there were things that we discussed that I thought he was going to make good on, and he didn't, and I still stuck in that marriage for 15 years. But it was just something in my spirit that was killing me, and I'm like, I can't. I'm giving 100%. I'm doing it. I mean, it's just in that moment where sometimes, and trust me, I didn't get married to get divorced, but sometimes it can weigh on you so heavy that you do go to God and ask, what do I do? And I literally, and I know people might say, girl, there's no way, but I can say this honestly because it happened to me. Before I divorced my husband, I prayed about that. I prayed, and I didn't pray for a divorce. What I prayed was, Lord, whatever your will is, let it be done. What direction do you want me to go in with this marriage? And let me be clear, and this is not something I did on my own. I went into deep meditation and prayer. And coming out of that meditation, my spirit led me downtown. And I had, attempted divorce a couple of times. But when I went down to finalize this, to finally say, you know what, I don't know. I just walked through that door, and I knew the decision that I had made was the right decision for that marriage. It wasn't something I went out and seek, like, oh, I don't want to be married anymore. I don't like marriage. I love being married. I really did. But I couldn't take it was so much pressure. And I felt like I was losing my spiritual self and myself, period, in that marriage. So I had to do what was best at that time, myself and my children, the abuse. And so when I say that, in marriage, there are people who stick it out because it's for some reason they're equipped with being able to do so because they take it to prayer. And if that's what God leads them to do is stick it out, they're mm-hmm. going to stick it out. But if there's something, if it's heavy on you, you know that it's heavy on you, I don't see a man and woman standing together through misery. I don't agree with that in any marriage. I don't.
Well,
if you both are miserable, why are you together?
But see, here's what I'm saying. For an example, me in my position, the reason why I strongly disagree with it because simply I watched my mom and my dad, my second parents. I watched men and women, mm-hmm. real men and real women stand tall, not mm-hmm. not trying to throw any stones anywhere. But my point is, mm-hmm. I was taught when you make that commitment, stick mm-hmm. it out. And that's what I said when I got married. I said, mm-hmm. if you can't sit with me, let's not do this. Well, I'm in it for like, and then look what happened. So now here's the other mm-hmm. end of that. the Lord said, it was not on you. He said, since they didn't obey, then you good. My point is, I'm not going to do the same thing twice. No way. Life is too short, and we don't know when God, where he's at, but I know he's coming sooner than we expect.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to leave that right there.
And, you know, and let me elaborate on that. I think it's important to know when you are getting in a marriage that this is what, this is where you're supposed to be. I think a lot of times people meet each other, they like the appearance, and they like what the superficial things about it, and they want to say, hey, let's, you know, we should get married. I think a lot of times when you talk about marriage, I think two people, like Michael said, there needs to be a counseling session before people get married. And I know back in the day people got married, but let me be clear. Back in those days of our grandparents and our parents, they knew they wanted to be together. Like, they knew. They knew that those were their soulmates. And they, and the willingness to stick it out through thick and thin was because they knew that that was their person. Today's marriages are not like that. People get married for a lot of the wrong reasons. And eventually they, I mean, when you get do anything for the wrong reasons, it's not going to last. So marriages back then were more foundated because they knew that, that was their person. They courted. They did a lot of courtshipping. They did a lot of, you know, being around each other. And then eventually they just decided, you know what, I like you and you like me, or they like each other and we like each other, but we know we're in love with each other, so those marriages lasted. We can't say that in today's society because people don't get married because they like a person. They get married for a superficial reason, which ends into divorce or sometimes some type of domestic, you know, fight or harm, because it was you didn't go about it the right way. I feel like a marriage can last if it's gone about the right way. If you know that's your person, then that's your person. You can feel it in your heart. You feel it in your spirit. It touches your very soul. That's when you know. It's not just somebody you picking up on because I better get married because I'm getting old, or I better get married because you know everybody else is doing it. Those are not right reasons. So I have to say, Brother Randall, your mother was right. When you get married, you stick it out. But make sure you're marrying the right person so you can stick it out, not just to get married because you think it's a thing to do. That's what I'm saying.
Matter of fact, that was one of the things on the list here, that was really important. Let me just see if I can find it here. It also said, yes, marriage is a partnership. Don't let yourself be a doormat. But it also said about picking the right person from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It said that too, which is very important. The last thing I want to bring up, because we just got 8 minutes left, and it said about sex. It says that women want their husbands to communicate, talk, be open and honest, you know, and instead of some nights, every now and then, you might want to just have a conversation at that night instead of trying to do something, because that's when people, and it says here in the article, that's when partners, one of the spouse, that's when you start saying, I'm tired, or I got a headache, or I don't feel like doing nothing, or maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's communicating. Nobody's talking. You just can't, you know, you got to invest some time and thought into it instead of just jumping in the bed all the time. You got to discuss some stuff, or else something's going to go wrong. And nobody wants to talk about it. And that's the thing. So somebody has to start to discuss some of this stuff instead of letting it ruin your marriage.
I agree. I 100% agree with that. It's definitely a conversation need to be had, a mood need to be set, and that's just, being respectful, number one. Number two, you want to be able to have a healthy marriage. So conversations to have a healthy marriage is necessary on every level in your marriage. conversate, mood setting, making sure another person is okay with it. We just can't just assume that because you're my husband or I'm your wife that you're just going to go along with it because that's what you're supposed to do. That's when the conflict comes in. And so a healthy marriage definitely begins with strong communication. And once you establish
right.
a
maybe,
strong
maybe
communication,
one of the partners is stressed,
you can do it.
Maybe one of the partners are stressed out. You know, the job
yep.
is stressful, and they just it prevents them from performing properly.
Performing,
and
yep.
maybe
mm-hmm.
you know that can happen to the man, and then the woman
yep.
she could be stressed out too, and
absolutely,
she could see,
absolutely.
You know, some of the stuff, like if you don't. As a man, let me tell you this, and I know we're running out of time, I knew it was just going to get started right when I was trying to wrap up.
It's a good topic.
You know,
it's a very good topic.
You know, yes. You know, I heard this, that if the man is not out there cutting the grass, taking the trash out, fixing stuff around the house, doing what he needs to do, She may not feel like doing nothing now. You see,
mm-hmm.
it's all kind
mm-hmm.
of there's so many things that can affect sex.
Mm-hmm.
It could be
mm-hmm.
that you know he may be wasting his money. You know, when he brings the money home, he's wasting it on
mm-hmm.
stupid stuff instead of helping
mm-hmm.
around the house. She
mm-hmm.
she's not gonna want to
mm-hmm.
do nothing if he ain't bringing around no money.
That's
so
true.
All that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
affects it, you know. Now, I'm
yeah.
not saying that
yeah.
he has to make $1 million, but he just has to be
mm-hmm.
sensible about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think
yeah.
being efficient in that, and then, like you say, making sure that things are, you know, as a woman, I'll say this on my behalf, as a woman, what actually drove me out of my second marriage was the fact that my second husband just was not inclusive. He just felt like when he went to work, he was a truck driver. I helped him build his company. He moved the company to another state, and he didn't tell me he didn't communicate that we were moving this company to another state. He just got up one day, left, and said, hey, if you want to be with me, you come down to California. This is where I'm going to be. And I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Behind on
oh,
because
wow.
you didn't communicate that with me. He was mm-hmm. Intimidated by my children. And I would have conversations with him around the fact that my kids are loving. They don't see you as a threat. Only time you become a threat is when you just, you know, threaten their mom. And, of course, that's what any child going to do, which he never did. But he wanted me to disown my children for him, and I wasn't going to do that. So though it was very poor communication and topics going on in that second marriage, when I left after 10 years, I'm like, you know what, I don't have a problem with it. Because this is not going to, you know, he left, and out of the first 2 years of marriage, the other 7 or the other 8 years, he moved out of the state without me even knowing he was gone. I didn't even know he was gone until I tracked him down. So, again, as a woman, it takes to get me in the mood for physical attention. There has to be certain things I know and protection. Why? That my husband is going to protect me. That my husband is
right.
going to listen to
right.
me.
You gotta,
that my husband is going to do the things that need to be done. I need to feel comfortable.
Right.
I will be able to
right.
see that with my own naked eye. Because if I see
yeah.
that my husband is doing everything he needs to do, you best believe the bedroom gonna be on fire. There
yeah.
will be no question
whoa,
on that.
Whoa.
So as a woman, you have a man. There's a thing we look at certain things too. As a woman. Just like when men look at certain things as in their marriage out of their wives, we look at certain things too. And those things set the mood for that bedroom, period.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think the rest of the team, they're
going
to wish they were on this morning to jump in on this conversation. Wait till they hear it because you know they'll be able to listen to it this for the next
yeah.
7 days. It's going to be available. And
yeah.
I'm going to make
yeah.
sure
I
that
wanna...
I'm going to put this title on it, you know, that the Sunday morning team is discussing marriages this morning. So, yeah, I'll let you have the last word, Chaplain.
Okay, I want to give everyone this revelation. The new year, it's the earth circling the moon and all of that good stuff, solar system and all of that, that's the new year. That's why they dubbed that the new year. So because that doesn't have anything to do per se with your life directly, your New Year's
mm-hmm.
resolution is not working because you're not putting it in its proper place. The proper place,
mm-hmm.
you should make a New Year's resolution that directly affects and involves your physical life, and that's your birthday anniversary. Stop saying happy birthday and start saying birthday anniversary. Or the giving you another year of added to your life is your new year. So if you make your New Year's resolution on your birthday anniversary, I guarantee you, you will get more results in you completing it than you would making it during the time that everybody is just celebrating. And it becomes, you then become accustomed to the tradition. So I just wanted to share that with you. Make the New Year's resolution on your birthday anniversary and not January the 1st, and watch it work for you. God bless you, Detroit.
God bless
I concur,
you. Thank God you, bless. Sunday morning team. Minister Smith, thank you for jumping on the line. Welcome back to town. I think you're back. Are you back yet? Or are you still out of the state?
Way out in Korea.
I don't know if he's I don't know if he's still on the line.
Well, you know
there.
He's traveling. Yeah.
But he'd be running out of time back and forth, so I don't know what's going on.
I hope he's not down in Ohio State, because you know they kind of upset this morning after losing the job.
Yeah, they are.
I know. And guess what? We're a little upset too for losing to Texas yesterday.
Man, I love Michigan. I love Michigan.
I was so
I love Michigan, but I said it. Yes, I love Michigan, but I said it.
I was so disappointed.
Yes, it was a great disappointment to everyone.
I didn't see the direction you were going in. I'm like, I ain't watching that game. I'm not going to sit up here and mess up my mental. Dude.
No, their quarterback brought them all the way to minus where they was 3 points. All they needed was a field goal to tie the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, bad defense. That defense, Michigan. Yep. I think I'm going to start doing sports.
Make yours a sports minute.
Yes, I'm going to do the sports ministry.
I was watching it on the big screen. We had, about a minute and 7 seconds left, and we dropped the ball. We dropped it. And,
hey, Mike, go ahead before we go and mention. Mike, mention your event on the 6th. Please, Mike.
I really thank the Fabulous Fridays people for just opening the doors and treating me like I'm important and everything, and hosting my birthday party at the St. Regis. You know, the St. Regis is newly remodeled, and it's going to be Friday night on the 6th, and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, every year I do this thing in tongue-in-cheek for people, but it gets attention and it gets people to read the stuff online when I say bring $100 bills and coach and bring me coach stuff. This is not the first time I did that, but you know what? It gets so much attention. You know how many calls and messages I get for that? But bottom line is, I do get, I didn't get any $100 bills, I don't think, but I did get some coach products last year. So, hey, it doesn't hurt to say it. But I'm also doing some fundraising, too, for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, too. So, you know, it is tongue-in-cheek. But if you all can be there, we're going to give out Commissioner McCormick's calendars to almost everybody at the party. They're going to get a calendar that night. So we're looking forward to it. Thanks for reminding me to say that. You know,
no doubt.
Brother,
and I'm
brother,
dropping my calendars off at the food man store up the street tomorrow, because everybody in my store owner said, yeah, bring them on. We'll give them out. I'm like, cool. So everybody gets to see everyone who's in the calendar, including myself. And I thought of a way of distributing them out. My family have already gotten theirs, but the rest of them are going to the store and the food land. And the there's a liquor store up the street. He also said that he will give them out as well. So I'm happy about that.
Amen.
Are the Lions getting ready to come on this afternoon?
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's trying to get some help on here.
TV, And I guess it is. I guess you're going to see the Lions today at 1 o'clock. Okay. All
well,
right.
Go ahead.
More
yeah.
football.
Okay.
More football.
Enjoy.
I watched so much football this year than any time ever. It's football all day and night now. All right. God bless you all. Have
all right.
a great day
God
today.
Bless
Happy
everyone.
New Year.
God bless you.
And be safe out there.
Absolutely. Same to you, Michael. And also give a shout-out to Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Happy New Year to
Happy
you, Missionary.
And
no doubt.
I'm sure I hope she'll get a chance to just call in and say something next Sunday. But God bless you all. Be safe.
Yes.
Take care.
God bless you as well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
It's a member of the Real Team.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gone. Let's